We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Natural gas prices jump as Australian workers choose to strike. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. Will Bain in for Liana today. Thanks for rounding out the week with us. Yeah, the US energy major Chevron has a headache this morning as workers at its liquefied natural gas plants in Western Australia have just walked off the job, a potential problem too for global gas prices. The two sites near Perth produce around 5% of the world's LNG supply. The BBC's Katie Silver has more.
So we got confirmation from the union. I spoke with the union representative who said, indeed, the strike is going ahead. It's due to last for 11 hours today. And we've also heard from Chevron, who is the company that owns these two plants, a statement saying that throughout this process, we bargained in good faith and sought to reach an agreement that achieves a market competitive outcome. They say they're going to continue to take steps and try to maintain safe and reliable operations during this time. So as I say, it's due to go for 11 hours today, and that is going to be rolling stoppages that are over the next 5 days. And then if they still haven't reached an agreement at this point, the union says that they're going to launch a full strike that would last for 2 weeks. And so as part of all of this, of course, we're seeing it have a big impact really when it comes to gas prices around the world. Australia accounts for about 5% of global LNG capacity. These two specific plants. Australia is a big player in this space. And so the workers there have been quite disgruntled, though, when it comes to pay and conditions.
Katie Silver there. Well, let's take a look at the numbers now. And those natural gas prices up right now, just over 1%. Nowhere near those record highs, though, during Russia's invasion of Ukraine 2021. Elsewhere, if you were with David yesterday, you'll have heard about Apple's issues in China with a potential ban on its products used by Chinese officials. Well, Apple shares closed down almost 3% Thursday, so one for us to continue watching here on the program. Let's take you to India now, where the capital Delhi is gearing up to host the G20 Leaders Summit this weekend. The country and its Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, are keen to put on a show, projecting a new, modern India. But not all those efforts have been without controversy. Some communities feel the government thinks they are an embarrassment, and they're not happy about it. The BBC's Samira Hussain in Delhi told us more.
I'm walking through an area that looks like nothing but dirt. I see broken bricks, I see rocks, broken pieces of concrete, someone's shoe. Seems like it's just tossed away remnants of people's lives. Well, that's because just 2 months ago, people were living here. There were people's homes and even a community school. But it was all demolished. It's now been razed to the ground and turned into nothing.
Government says the homes were illegal. The G20 just happens to be taking place across the street. But it's not what Maya was told when her home was destroyed.
They broke our homes and made us homeless. They said they wanted to clean up the area for the G20. They said move from here. They removed us all.
Samira Hussain reporting. In the US, office vacancy rates have hit a 30-year high, with many choosing to work more flexibly post-pandemic. But it's a very different picture in Asia, as the BBC's Nick Marsh in Singapore has been finding out.
Lunchtime in Singapore's Lau Pa Sat Hawker Centre. We're slap bang in the middle of town. Think noodles and coffee, smart suits and office wear. Forget the commute, this is the real rush hour. but it's a far cry from even just a year ago.
It's a lot busier. They come around the noon period, lines are really, really long.
It has changed completely. During COVID, it used to be like a ghost town. Nobody used to be there. I mean, now it's pretty much back to normal.
Easy, cheap commuting and a business culture that values face time have helped spur the office comeback here. And while many in Western countries are still embracing the chance to work from home, Singaporeans haven't been as keen.
Your living spaces are much smaller. And also culturally, there is a tendency to live in multi-generational family homes.
Pamela Rambler works for JLL, the global real estate company.
As a working professional, you would probably prefer to spend more time in the office as opposed to constantly being home around your family. That's just natural.
Cranes are a familiar sight in Singapore, and just around the corner, another skyscraper is taking shape, 64 floors worth of prime office real estate. I went to meet Karen Lau from IOI Properties. They're the Malaysian company behind the new development.
We do see that there are more confidence, more take-ups, more inquiries and commitment coming in.
Only 6% of offices in Singapore are currently vacant. In London, it's nearly double that. And the difference is even starker in the United States, where 22% of office space in New York is vacant. In San Francisco, it's 28%. There, the future of the working space is in doubt. Here, the pull of the city centre is as strong as ever. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Nick Marsh for Marketplace.
Now, 140,000 people visited Sotheby's auction house in London over the past few weeks to see hundreds of items that belonged to the late Queen singer Freddie Mercury, including handwritten lyrics and his piano. The auctioneer has been speaking to the BBC's Daniel Mann. Mama.
One page reveals that Freddie originally planned to call the song Mongolian Rhapsody. It was bought by Freddie in 1975 after an arduous six-month search for the ideal instrument to bring to life his ambitious songs.
Bohemian Rhapsody was a marriage of Freddie Mercury's love of opera with rock music, which he composed along with many other Queen songs on his cherished Yamaha piano.
And selling it here at Sotheby's for the baby grand. Final warning at 1,400,000. Sold to you. Thank you very, very much indeed.
The auctioneer, Oliver Barker, described the lyrics for Bohemian Rhapsody as a modern cultural icon. The 15 pages of the song's words and comments by Freddie and written in his hand sold for...
At £1,100,000. Sold.
2,000 bidders from 61 countries have registered to take part in the auctions, with part of the proceeds going to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. In a message read out by Oliver Barker, the singer said, "I miss Freddie to this day. He was a wonderful friend whose music has inspired and thrilled millions. And it was a tragedy that AIDS took him from the world much too soon." Somebody to
love. Just an amazing record, isn't it? I think he made the right decision changing the name of Bohemian Rhapsody, didn't he? Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.